This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Things are likely to be a little frosty for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson at the G7 this weekend. He is not on the best of terms with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron, determined, as Johnson is, to take Britain out of the European Union, deal or no deal. Johnson's breakfast with President Trump on Sunday, though, will likely be a good deal warmer. They are said to get along exceptionally well as fellow populists and political disruptors. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
The office of a left-wing online newspaper called The London Economic. The publication likes to portray Johnson and Trump as twin evils, two sides of the same coin. Editor Jack Peat.
I think that Boris and Trump are two larger-than-life populists that are very much cut from the same cloth and are looking to capitalise on this nationalist upheaval that has enveloped the Western world.
And he says that kinship was underlined at this Trump appearance in the US a few weeks ago.
Good man. He's tough and he's smart.
The president welcomed Johnson's elevation to the premiership.
They're saying Britain Trump. They call him Britain Trump. And people are saying that's a good thing. That they like me over there. That's what they wanted. That's what they need.
Over here in the UK, supporters of Boris Johnson say his affinity with the US president will help him gain a free trade deal with the US, vital if Brexit is to be a success. And, says Andrew Jimson, a contributing editor with Conservative Home, a centre-right blog, Trump's endorsement won't do Johnson any political harm.
There are quite a lot of people in Britain who do admire Trump. I mean, ordinary voters, far from fashionable dinner tables. Many of them think that Trump is strong, that he stands up for America.
Opponents of Johnson, however, have leapt on the love-in with Trump and mocked the Prime Minister over it, harking back to Boris's days at Eton, Britain's most elite private school. Generations of British leaders, including 20 prime ministers, have been among the pupils who've belted out the old school song. The leader of the centrist Liberal Democrat Party here said Boris is what you'd get if you sent Trump to Eton. Andrew Jimson says, minus Johnson's love of classical Greek and Latin, the two men do have much in common. Both come from a privileged background, and yet both are now tapping into a powerful mood of anti-elitism.
This feeling that Washington or Westminster is betraying the interests of ordinary people. They've both been very, very good at plugging into that.
Both are described as mavericks and both have won power on a promise to revive national pride.
Boris wants to restore national sovereignty. Trump wants to make America great again. So they both speak a language of greatness.
But when it comes to economics, differences emerge.
As far as their economic policies go, there may be fewer similarities than is widely perceived.
Ruth Gregory of consulting firm Capital Economics says the most glaring difference between the two leaders is over trade. Johnson is a committed free trader.
The UK is likely to remain relatively open to trade compared to the more protectionist stance in the US.
And then there's the vexing subject of immigration. Johnson is very liberal on this issue. He's actually proposed an amnesty for 500,000 illegal migrants. When Trump, as presidential candidate, called for a ban on Muslims entering the US, Johnson did not hide his disdain.
I think Donald Trump is clearly out of his mind, if you think that's a sensible way to proceed.
Johnson, who needs that free trade deal with the US after Brexit, must be hoping that his comrade-in-arms against the liberal elite, his fellow disruptor and new best friend, hasn't heard that remark. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.